From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. The malls are open with retailers hoping to grab every moment of the holiday shopping season. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the National Retail Federation is predicting holiday sales will be up more than 3% over last year.
Some retail analysts are even predicting sales will top pre-recession levels. Brian Sozzi at Wall Street Strategies is spending his Christmas Eve monitoring activity at the stores. From his cell phone at a mall in Long Island, Sozzi says shoppers are very mindful that they have budgets to stick to, and they're not buying like crazy like they did at the height of the bubble in 2006 and 2007.
It doesn't have that same feel. I don't see people holding 10 bags on each arm. I don't see people getting run over or even fighting aggressively for parking spots.
Sozzi says some shoppers told him they were spending cash they'd saved up over the past year. He says shoppers who come out today will find promotions from retailers trying to clear inventory. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Heading into the security line at U.S. airports with a thermos or travel mug may get you stopped by the Transportation Security Administration. A statement from the TSA says terrorist tactics include concealing explosives inside insulated beverage containers. James Winnefeld is commander of U.S. Northern Command and says the warning is another precautionary step.
TSA is always trying to think ahead, red teaming, if you will, what possible methods that a terrorist could use to smuggle explosives on an airplane.
The agency says no specific threats have been reported. An Italian anarchist group has claimed responsibility for two parcel bombs at embassies in Rome that injured two people. NPR's Silvia Pajoli says the explosions could be linked to growing anger in Europe over the effects of the financial crisis and austerity measures.
A group calling itself Informal Anarchist Federation has claimed responsibility for parcel bombs sent from within Italy to the Swiss and Chilean embassies. An employee at the Swiss embassy risks losing his hand. Another at the Chilean embassy could lose an eye. Interior Undersecretary Alfredo Mantovano said anti-terrorism police believe the Swiss were targeted because intensified Swiss-Italian cooperation led to the recent arrest of several anarchists. Meanwhile, Chile, he said, is where a militant who has become a myth in the world of anarchists was killed last year when a bomb he was carrying blew up. European security measures have been focusing on the potential threat of Islamic terrorism. But protests against government austerity moves throughout the continent have led experts to predict a rise in left-wing political violence. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Wall Street is closed today for the Christmas holiday. In Europe, markets in France and the UK were only open for a few hours. You're listening to NPR News. The flu season in the U.S. is starting out slowly, but NPR's Joanne Silberner reports things are tougher in the United Kingdom.
The traditional flu season can occur any time between December and March. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, things are off to a slow start here, with flu activity low in most parts of the country. But the Health Protection Agency in the United Kingdom is reporting a steady increase since October, with 27 deaths reported so far. The UK agency also reports that severe cases are occurring in people under 65, a hallmark of the new H1N1 swine flu virus. The agency is encouraging doctors to prescribe antiviral therapy to people showing severe signs of flu. Like US health authorities, they're urging vaccination. This year's flu shots include protection against the new swine flu virus. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Christmas Eve celebrations are underway in Bethlehem, the town Christians believe to be the birthplace of Jesus. Thousands of tourists and pilgrims are gathered in the city. Christmas tourism in Bethlehem has steadily risen in recent years. All of the town's hotel rooms are set to be booked. It looks like Nashville will have a white Christmas. A winter storm is expected to bring snowfall to the area, which is pretty rare. That same storm is forecasted to blanket much of the Midwest first before moving south. In Georgia, the National Weather Service says 1 to 3 inches of snow could fall across metro Atlanta on Saturday. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.